Have you ever felt like a ship tossed on a stormy sea, wondering if the waves of single motherhood are finally going to win? I know that feeling intimately. I'm Jerry Rosemarie Francis. I remember the debilitating cycle of fear and panic that made the walls feel like they were closing in. But I also know the peace that eventually replaces that panic. My new book, Courage to Believe, a 21-day devotional for single moms, is a lifeline designed to help you connect your personal story to the everlasting story of grace. It's time to move beyond the label and find your way forward. You can find Courage to Believe, 21-day devotional for single moms, on Amazon today. You were never meant to carry this alone. I have a strange habit. I love watching my children sleep, and they look so peaceful, don't they? Watching my boys, I've often wondered what they were dreaming about. But have you ever stopped and consider why they can just drift off to sleep without a care in the world, even after the fuss they make about wanting to stay up longer? You know what I mean, right? It's because they are comfortable with you. They rest in the quiet certainty that you're there and you will be there when they wake up. You too can have the same rest, even when life is like a ship tossed on a stormy sea. You have access to a Father who is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort, the same comfort we ourselves received from God. So if life feels chaotic this holiday season, I want to remind you that God sees you. He sees your pain, your hurt, and your struggles. If you are grieving, the holidays can be a stark reminder of what or who is missing from your life. Whether you're grieving the loss of a relationship or a loved one, please know that Jesus is not distant from your pain. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Isaiah 53:3. He isn't just watching your grief. He feels it with you. Finally, as an introvert, I've always treasured my alone time. But I know there's a massive difference between choosing to be alone and feeling lonely, dejected, or overlooked. John 14:18 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's Jesus speaking. If that's you this week, I'd like to offer you a small mindset tool to shift your mood. It sounds simple, maybe even a little silly, but try it anyway. One, look into the mirror and smile, even if you have to force it. Then point at yourself and say, girl. I've done this a lot of times. When I wake up feeling a little sluggish or not too happy, I try that and it works. Then go give your children a long, tight hug. Just play that out. It sounds simple and silly, but try it. If it doesn't lift your mood, let me hear about it, okay? No, this won't solve any of your problems. I realize that. But sometimes all we need is to feel better. Sometimes we can't change our circumstances, but we have to change our perspective, right? And your brain can't always tell the difference between a forced smile and a real one, but your spirit will feel the shift. So go ahead and try it, please. You are one decision away from changing the narrative this season. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. I'm J. Rosemarie Francis. And if finding this kind of comfort I just talked about is difficult for you, remember, it's a journey. It's not a sprint. And if you want to go deeper into these themes of emotional healing, I've put my heart into Courage to Believe, a 21-day devotional for single moms. It's designed to be a companion for you during the quiet, lonely, or overwhelming moments, or even in the chaotic ones. You will find the link below because it's now available on Amazon. And before I wrap up, I'm going to leave this note with you, this scripture. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your worries on him because he cares for you. Thank you.